grandparents?
All deceased.
Oh, all mm-hmm. deceased. And mm-hmm. do you remember them at all?
I never met my dad's, but my mom's, my grandfather passed away. He had a heart attack when I was 3.
Oh, sorry.
And then my maternal grandmother passed away of cancer. She had lymphatic cancer also.
Wow.
So.
Your husband still has a grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and so she has 2 great-grandchildren, ours, and then my sister-in-law's son too. So. We do. We get together all the time, and her great-grandmother was a buyer for Liz Claiborne, and so she's a big shopper. Mm-hmm. So she takes Grace shopping, and it's amazing the amount of clothes and stuff that Grace has. But you know, she was, even as of last year, she was Macy's Salesperson of the Year at 78 years old. So, and now that it's been bought out by Riches, there she's going through some transitions. I'm trying to talk her into retiring, but she loves working. She's an amazing woman.
That's
she truly
amazing.
Is amazing.
Gosh. So tell me a little bit more about her.
She was the rock, I think, on that side of the family, even with the tumultuous upbringing that my husband had. Periodically, he and his sister would go live with her. She still lives over in Stone Mountain in the same house that she's been in for, I don't know, over 60 years, I believe. And would take the kids on vacation and kind of was more of a surrogate mom to them because there were so many problems with their household growing up. She's always worked. She just loves staying busy. And she just has an amazing spirit. I mean, amazing. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. What about, how did you and your husband meet?
We met down in Buckhead at a bar
mm-hmm.
in Buckhead. I was out with some of my friends, and he was out with some of his friends. He was actually out with this guy that he had been friends with for a while, and they were celebrating the fact their bachelorhood, and they were moving in together, and I met him that night. And let's see, we met in June of 92, and then we were engaged that September and married the following July, and so we've been married almost 10 years. But we got married young, so we waited to have kids for a while. Obviously, our daughter's only 15 months.
So tell me about y'all's wedding.
Huge. It was, wow. It was fun, though. I mean, we got married right here in Atlanta, down in Vinings, actually, and had the reception down at, called Canoe, but it's right there on the river, and just it was an indoor-outdoor, it was a big wedding, lots of family, and again, the only thing going back to his father is, again, it was a tumultuous relationship, mm-hmm. and he would not tell my husband that he was going to come to the wedding until he showed up at the wedding. He said, I don't know if I'm going to come or not, and I think it was really hard, and we went through a lot of premarital counseling. Again, my family was very traditionalistic, and couldn't believe how quickly we had gotten engaged and said, well, I know you're going to go through the premarital counseling process, and we did. It was long, but it was very informative, and you really made you look at yourselves and your...
Is that a Catholic?
Mm-mm. We're Presbyterian, mm-hmm. and, my husband's not, but my family, we were, and so he agreed to go through best part of our church
okay.
process. Yeah. So we did that, and you met, I think it was 2 times a month we did it for about 8 months. Yeah, and the first couple of meetings, they're several hours long where you were in separate rooms and you take tests, and then they analyze on children and parenting, finances, your own background, how you spend leisure time. So we learned a lot of different things and also coping skills for relationships. And, you know, it was a very helpful part. I mean, granted, you still have had, you know, we've been in counseling where we really have to work on relationships. It's the toughest but the most rewarding thing I've ever done, but definitely the most challenging.
So, were there a lot of people in the wedding?
Mm-hmm. I had, I think, 9 bridesmaids, and that included a flower girl, and then so he had the groomsmen too. But
yeah.
it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
And
We went to the Cloister, which is down in Sea Island, Georgia, where my parents had gone on their honeymoon, and so it was neat to go. And then we also stayed for a wedding gift. Another friend of our family gave us their condo for a week down in St. Simon. So we were at the Cloister for about 4 days, and then we went over to St. Simon's for a few days. So it was fun.
Well,